What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are. Another ticket punched, another soul collected by the termination train. And gentlemen, there is no age limit, as we all know. Now, the man in this article that was published on the 12th of September decided that he was finally at the end of his rope. Bakersfield man, 83, charged with termination after shooting his wife in their front yard. Yeah, gentlemen, he decided he had had enough. She had to go. And what a place to send her away. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An 83-year-old Bakersfield man is facing termination charges after police said he shot and offlined his 85-year-old wife in their front yard Thursday morning following a domestic violation incident. Bakersfield police responded to a call of domestic violation in a southwest neighborhood on Tulane Park Place Thursday morning. When the officers arrived, they found Emma Waldrick, 85, shot to deletion in the front yard. Her husband, 83-year-old Michael Waldrick, was taken into custody. Neighbor Herb Smith said he witnessed the aftermath of the shooting. Quote unquote, I came out of my bedroom door and came around to the gate and saw my neighbor, Emma, lying on the ground. And I later discovered that she had been shot, Smith said. Smith, who moved to the neighborhood little more than 2 years ago, described Waldrick as a pleasant woman. Quote unquote, very pleasant woman, about 5'3 to 5'4. Very nice woman, very loving, very giving woman, Smith told the reporters. Ah, Mr. Smith, please don't simp for an old lady, because once again, you had no clue what was going on behind those closed marital doors. Surveillance footage captures the shooting. Smith said he was lying in bed Thursday morning when he heard a gate open and later received a text from another neighbor asking if he had heard gunshots. Smith showed surveillance footage to reporters but asked that it not be aired. In the video, Emma Waldrick is seen coming out of her front. She's coming out to her front yard, while on the phone. According to Smith, she was talking with her son when her husband approached her with a gun and shot her multiple times, including while she was on the ground. Yeah, he wanted to make sure that she was going to take that dirt nap. Smith said Michael has dementia and had previously threatened his wife with a gun. We knew issues were going on in the house, and he seemed to have many firearms, and I think they had been taking some of the firearms from him. That is my understanding, but evidently not, Smith said. Police had previously seized firearms. In a statement, Bakersfield police said they had previously seized registered firearms from the suspect's home. Family members accounted for the other firearms that were known. The additional firearm used yesterday was registered to the suspect, but was not previously known to be in his possession by family or BPD, police said. Well. Here we are, yet again, gentlemen. Another elderly man decided, you know what? I'm going to live the rest of my days in relative peace because I'm going to go ahead and join the Three Hots and a Cot Retirement Club. They say he might have had dementia, but I think there was something brewing underneath that dementia to where he finally decided, yep, she got to go. It's been a long time coming. I've been in a long-suffering marriage, and yeah, before I decide to, you know, take that dirt nap, I'm going to dirt nap her first. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their front yard, got to give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol, going to give that a 5. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this a 50 because it was caught on surveillance, so more than likely it can be found if you really want to look for it. And for the brutality factor, yeah, he popped up multiple times, including when she went down. So I got to give that a 25. So Michael Mayhem Wildrick gets a score of 90. Once again, gentlemen, the mask has no age limit. It doesn't. Whatever this man was going through for all that time, even though he might have had dementia, something triggered him to put the mask on in his final defiant act. What was it? We may never know. But, like it was stated, there was definitely problems going on in that house. Definitely. But hey, now we see the aftermath. If that man had so many mental problems, was he able to get the adequate mental help that he desired or needed? More than likely, no. No. But hey, you know what? This society continues to produce ticking time bombs in the form of men in relationships. So guess what? When they explode, oh well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, doesn't matter your age. If you commit female fuckery, there's a 50-50% chance that the man that you're in a relationship with might decide to go ahead and, you know, put you down. So you better understand this, ladies. And you better understand this crystally, and I mean crystally damn clear. The power that society continues to feed you, that you believe is going to keep you protected in that desperate time of need, that will go out. Feminism and believing that men are going to continue to restrain themselves, no matter how old we are, that's going to go out right along with it. Once again, ladies, when you finally become the bane of a man's life, hey, he might decide, yep, she's become the bane of my life. Time to go ahead and get rid of the wife. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.